your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Member FDIC.
Central Regional with a early 7-0 lead on Monsignor Donovan. That compliments of a Javon Hardy 9-yard touchdown run. We come back here for the start of the second quarter in our matchup with Southern and Jackson, a scoreless first quarter. Moving now to the second, where the Jags a bit on the move here. They are second, and three. Ball at the Ram 38-yard line. DeMeo will split the wideout, straight eye formation. Bradley the fullback, Glover is the tailback. Play action. DeMeo looking down the seam, has Curran open. We'll see if they rule it a catch. They will say no. Skipped over the ground just a little bit. That was the play we've been looking for. Throw something over the middle, a little slant pattern with the safety unoccupying the spot. That again, Kevin, that's the idea. You just got to complete the pass.
Got to get the ball to him. Kelechi in on the coverage, but a good pass that time would have been complete. So now it'll be third down and about three or four.
DeMeo here with a third down and three. Breaks the huddle. Adamiola going right. Curran this time coming to the left. Again, that eye look with a tight end to the left side here. Glover will get the carry, running into trouble. Slips a couple of tackles. He'll have the first down and a bit more. Getting down to the 30-yard line. Glover pretty crafty coming through the line. A gain of just about eight will give the Jags a first down. Clay Robinson with the tackle, but deep down the field.
Nice shifty run that time by Glover, who looked like he might have even been stopped short of the first down, but couple of dipsy-doos there and found himself into the secondary for a first down, and Jackson has really the first sustained drive of the evening.
Cure at this time, wide man to the right, near sideline left is Adamiola. Again, no safeties up over the top. Here's the give to Bradley right up the middle, an option-type look. Flag coming out as the ball was snapped, thrown by the umpire. This will be a hold
for sure
against Jackson, and it will back up Jackson.
Should make it a first down at about 20.
He's thrown on the center, I believe, Sam Mastretta, as the Jackson coach is asking who it was on, referee signaling 5-3 to the sideline. So just about an 10-yard penalty, rather. So it will be first down and 20. About a minute gone by here in the first quarter. Curran up top to the right. Adamiola again near sideline left. Ball from the left hash mark. Counter back to the left side. Glover up the middle. Big hole to the 30, 25. Breaks into the open field, 20. Cuts back to the near side and will bounce towards the end zone. It is a touchdown. 40-yard touchdown run for Kahani Glover, who will score for the 10th time this year, and Jackson has opened up a 6-0 lead.
Nothing fancy, first and 20, right through the middle, a couple of nice moves, cutbacks, and Glover into the end zone for 6.
Calhoun on for the extra point to make it 7-0. So Jackson the first to break through here in what was an offensively challenged game up until that point. Kahani Glover with good moves through the line and good speed as well, getting into the end zone. Jackson with a late player addition coming on. They'll have to hustle to get this one off. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It has the distance, and it is good. Jackson 7, Southern nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
7-0, Jackson leading here, 10:44 to go in the second quarter. Calhoun getting set to kick off from the 40-yard line. Jensen and Halliday both back deep. Low end-over-end kick. It'll be fielded by Jensen at the 6-yard line. Coming this time near sideline, off to his right, breaks the plane of the hash mark and gets out over the 25 to the 27-yard line, where it will be first down and 10.
Southern back on offense. Rams still looking, I believe, for their first down.
Rams coming from the sideline with the play and will go right to the line. Offense needs to get on track here. Kelechi will split up to the left this time. Near sideline right will be Gesicki. Sheehan again operating up under center. From the eye, it will be Jensen, tripped up running through the middle part of the line, tackled by Nathaniel Williams, who will make the stop. Zach Tetro, 44.
Outside linebacker, just a junior. Short gain, and I think we've been saying that for Southern all night long. Every run really has been a short gain.
Second and 9 coming up. Rams with no real spark on the offensive side so far. And a timeout will be taken by Sheehan. We'll take a break as well. 9:53 to go in our opening half. It is Jackson 7 and Southern nothing. Back in 30 seconds with more high school football and our Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Kenai Glover's 40-yard touchdown run, the difference in this one so far, 40 yards, and Jackson leads it 7-0. Rams coming off their timeout. They'll have it 2nd down and 9, pinned back at their own 27-yard line. Referee looking off to the sideline right now, not sure at what.
There's nothing there.
Both teams have come back on, look like they're ready to play. I can't tell what he's looking towards.
There is a crowd down in that corner, but it's, you know, what impact it would have on the game. Oh, there was one of the, could have been a little potty break for one of the officials.
All right.
Huh? Okay.
Running back on.
All right.
And we'll get a round of applause from the rest of his referee crew.
Come on, buddy. Can't you wait to halftime? Really?
Got to go before the game.
Wow.
The first time.
He actually might have gotten hit, we were being told, so we'll give him a break.
2nd and 9, again from the eye. Sheehan will roll off to his left. The Damiola giving chase. He can't get him. Sheehan will turn upfield and then get run out of bounds, but looks like he will step out back behind the line of scrimmage. Should go as no gain, and it will be 3rd and long.
Well, I will say this. Marcus Adamiola and Logan Sheehan, very close tonight because Adamiola spent the entire night in the backfield chasing him. Got to get a body on that young man.
After a one-yard loss, it's back now to 3rd down and a bit more than 10. Sheehan will come out of the shotgun this time. Split backfield set, 3 wide receivers, 2 right and 1 left. Screen set up, and this one doomed from the start. Again, pressure from Jackson and thrown into the dirt in the direction of Ryan Jensen. And now on 4th down, it will be yet another punt, in which has been the theme for the Rams so far tonight. Gesicki will go back to kick away. Nothing working right now for Southern.
The offensive woes continue.
Glover back deep. Curritt back deep as well. Gesicki will step into it about his own 15-yard line. No pressure, high, wobbly kick. Curritt makes the fair catch inside of his 40 at the 39-yard line where the Jags will have it. Trying to build off of that 40-yard touchdown run on another possession here, leading 7-0 with 9:25 to go in quarter number 2.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Kitchen and Bath with TLC, experts in making your dream kitchen or bath a reality, all while staying within your budget. Kitchen and Bath with TLC, Surf City on Long Beach Island.
1st down and 10 for the Jags. Bradley and Glover again out of the eye package. It will be Glover up the middle. Shifts right, spins forward, gets to the 45-yard line. Tackled by Bellissimo to make it 2nd down and about 5.
Where I'm at, all of a sudden, Glover starting to get positive yardage. Remember, early in the game, the Rams were shooting gaps, getting him in the backfield before he could get start. But now, Jackson's starting to kind of find its rhythm a little bit with this offense, which they went to last week. The power eye and downhill football that was so successful last week and starting to get moving right now.
Adamiola right, Curritt this time to the left. Again from the eye, Glover on a 2nd down carry, hit in the backfield and dropped. Walker blitzing through the line and making the tackle with Robinson. A loss of about 2. Make it 3rd down and 7 coming up with 8.5 minutes to go. A couple of quick scores to pass along from our good buddy Bob Batters. Middletown North leading Howell 14-6 and Manalapan with a 14-0 lead on Toms River North.
Undefeated Manalapan, winless Toms River North, a complete mismatch.
Split wide out set from the right side hash mark. Jackson has it 3rd down and 7. Play action, rolling left again. This one, little touch pass. Celedonia will make the catch, get to the 40, flag out. A 1st down catch and run all the way down inside the Ram 30-yard line. I believe this will be an illegal block down the field on Jackson.
I do like what Jackson is doing offensively with DeMeo in giving him nice, easy, safe passes to throw tight ends backs out of the backfield. Although this one will go back, still a good play call.
Illegal block in the back. It still will be a 1st down because it was thrown so far down the field. It will be in Ram territory at the Southern 49-yard line. Penalty was thrown at the 39. So a 10-yard infraction still gets Jackson a fresh set of downs to work with 7:57 to go in our opening half of the Jags leading 7-0. Both of these teams in the South Jersey Group 5 bracket will run through those standings heading into tonight with power points when we get an opportunity. Here on first down, Glover gets it again, runs left and gets driven down into the line by Fasikas, who will make the tackle, just about a 2-yard pickup.
Well, that's a good play by the defensive end. Comes from the opposite side, reads the play all the way, and literally chases Glover down from behind.
Cherokee, Williamstown, the top three. Then Jackson, Rancocas Valley, Millville, and Washington Township go 4-7. Southern coming into the night, occupying the eighth and final playoff spot. Adamiola motioning from the backfield. DeMeo wants him. Little circle pattern out of the backfield. Picked off by Gazicki. He's got some room in front to midfield. 45-40, 35, and will get pushed out of bounds by Bradley inside of the Ram 40. They'll push him out and spot him at the 35-yard line.
Well, Gazicki, who really did not play much defense early in the year, but out of necessity has been of late with his second interception and a nice run back down the Jackson sideline, will give the Rams excellent field position. 6:48 left in the second quarter. Jackson up 7-0, but Southern will start this possession on the Jaguar 35-yard line.
Certainly playing a lot more now with Yazor out of the secondary. Gazicki has taken his spot, converting a big turnover on that play. It'll be an eye set with Bissy at the fullback spot, Jensen the tailback. Some life right now for the Rams. Can they convert? First and 10 from the Jackson 35. The give to Jensen, and he is hit in the backfield. Tetro coming through off the outside linebacker spot to make the tackle. A yard deep in the backfield, second and 11.
You know, you almost think, Matt, they're going to have to mix it up on first down, because every first down run has produced no gain or maybe a yard, and it's always second and long. Might have to do a little play action, just try and do some things to open it up a little bit. Easier said than done from up here in the booth for us.
Gazicki will come back in now after taking that first down play off, recouping after the interception, working down towards the midway point of our second quarter. Second and 11 for the Rams from the Jackson 36-yard line. Gazicki and Halliday off the right side. Sheehan wants to throw. Play action under pressure, lets it fly, looking for Gazicki. And this will be incomplete. Tough throw. Glover down on the coverage. No way that Gazicki could adjust to that ball. It'll be third and 11.
Well, you can see what they're trying to do. He is getting one-on-one coverage. And as you said, even an outstanding athlete like Glover is giving up 5 or 6 inches. But the pass has still got to get close to him.
End of the first quarter. Central on top of Monsignor Donovan, 13-6.
It's a big one in Class B South. Central tries to stay within striking distance of Barnegat, who can wrap up at least a share of the title with a win tomorrow against Lakewood.
Third and long. The give is up the middle. Quick hitter for Grant Bissy, the fullback. That goes nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage with nothing happening, and it'll be fourth down and long. Rams are trying different looks. The one thing they haven't done too much with Gazicki, Kevin, is really put him in any kind of different type of pattern. It's basically been just run down, and we'll try and throw it up to you. He is being doubled. Glover has the coverage and looks like cured up over the top of the safety spot. Now Sheehan, running for his life, will let it go. And this will be thrown into the sideline on fourth down. Again, the pressure coming from the front four of Jackson, and the Rams will force the turnover on downs.
You know, it's actually very simple. Southern just cannot block this front four of Jackson. They have just made life miserable for Sheehan, who's been running away all night long, can't get set to throw. It's just not much you can do. They've got to find a way to give him some time.
So on downs, Jackson will get it back at their own 36-yard line. 5 minutes, 13 seconds to go here in our first half. DeMeo comes up under center. Jackson with the give to Glover off the right side, and he will push the pile forward and stay on his feet for a couple of extra yards. The ball might have popped out at the last second. Haven't seen any signal yet, and now it looks like it is Ram football. So all of a sudden, Glover lost it, and I believe Justin Rupert, number 87, was maybe the player who stripped it.
It was, and I think the recovery was made by number 25, Ryan Winkler, I believe. I'm guessing a little bit here.
That will now be Ram football.
Pretty much the same spot where they were when Gazicki ran the interception back, but back-to-back turnovers and time to capitalize.
Rams with a late player coming on, Halliday, who will go now as the far side wide receiver. On first down and 10 from the Jackson 38-yard line. Sheehan again under pressure, running for his life off the right side, and he will get sacked. It'll be a big sack, too, all the way back to the Jackson 48-yard line. Adamiola making the tackle.
Boy, he is having one heck of a night. Number 7, wide receiver and a defensive end, 6'3", 200-pound senior who has been in the backfield all night long. You know, the one thing you'd like to see him do, Matt, is maybe just a quick pass to Kazicki and see if he can break a couple tackles. They are giving him plenty of room.
Yeah, about a 8-10-yard cushion by Glover, who is the cover corner, this time to the offensive right. Kazicki into the short side of the field, two receivers up top. Here's a little counter give back to Ryan Jensen, and he is stopped in the backfield. That tackle made by Austin Ostrander, the sophomore defensive lineman who comes up to make the stop.
Well, they're going in the wrong direction here. They started at the 38 of Jackson. They're now back to their own 46. So they've lost 16 yards in two plays.
A third down and very long right now, just about 25.
Got to be so frustrating for Chuck Donahue and his staff. They just can't find a way to slow down this Jackson charge.
Two receivers off to the left. It'll be Gasicki staying to the right. Five-step drop for Sheehan. Look out. Here comes Adamiola again. Sheehan will let it go. This one batted up in the air. Gasicki had a crack at it. Curate with good coverage coming over from the safety spot to help out Glover. And on fourth down and long, the Rams will have to punt it away. Getting the feeling of just a sense of frustration right now.
Oh, absolutely.
By Southern on the offensive side for sure.
And the defense has done a good job. Let's face it, this is a team that scored 62 last week. You've held them to 7.
Curate and Glover back deep await the punt of Gasicki, who will step into it about his own 35-yard line. High spiraling kick. Curate wants to return it. Drifts back inside his 15. Slips and falls at the 12. And had his knee hit the ground. So that is where Jackson will get it. Pinned back inside their own 15-yard line at the 12 with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go. And Jackson maintaining still, however, just a 7-0 lead.
I'll tell you what, Kazicki's done a great job punting. Very impressed. Red Bank Catholic has scored again. A 35-yard run by Eddie Hahn. The Caseys lead Middletown South 14-0.
Jackson will break from the huddle. Coming up at the half, we'll pass along as many scores as we can. Take a look at the potential state playoff bracket. Split wide out set. Counter give this time off the left side. And spinning forward, getting maybe a yard, was Brian Kraidman, number 28. Backup tailback for Jackson, getting a carry here, giving Glover just a little bit of a breather. DeMayo, who runs over to the sideline to get the play, will now bring it back in with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this first half.
I would think Jackson will be pretty content not to risk anything here, turnover deep in their own territory.
Bradley this time will go as a wing off the right side. Set the edge, looking for Kraidman, who will get forward to the 15-yard line. Not a whole lot to work with. Bellissimo making the tackle. Gain of just about 2. Still third and long coming up, and Glover will check back in.
Well, if you're Southern here, you get a stop. You should get excellent field position. You could use a timeout as well. Remember, they almost blocked the punt the last time as well. So you could put that play on here if you can hold them and force the fourth down.
Well, you would think if Jackson keeps it on the ground and Southern stops it, then a timeout should follow. Split wideout set to the Jags. Dare put the ball in the air. Eye set. Glover, the deep man. DeMayo does want to throw into the flat. Glover will make the catch. Hit at the 16 and dropped at the 16. Great open field tackle by Logan Sheehan, who will come up and make the stop. And that will give Jackson a fourth down and about 5. And with a minute 33 left, the Rams have called a timeout.
Not a bad hit for a quarterback, huh?
No, not a bad hit at all. Maybe a little bit of offensive frustration coming out on the defensive side that time. We will keep it here with just over a minute and a half to go. And Jackson leading this one 7-0. The only score of the game coming at the 10:44 mark in quarter number 2. Kanai Glover with a 40-yard touchdown run that has given Jackson this 7-0 lead.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with six locations in Ocean and Monmouth County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Keep an eye on the other A South game going on tonight from Bob Batters, who's covering this one. Toms River South leading Brick Memorial 20-0. In the second quarter.
Boy, Indians off to a fast start.
And they are a team that when they get up, they can usually get on a pretty good roll. Laid it on Toms River East a week ago. Fourth down here,
They're coming.
Celedonio on to punt. Rams are showing pressure. Celedonio sees it, gets off a decent kick. It'll be fielded by Halliday. Fair catch called for at his own 48-yard line. Good field position here for the Rams to work with. And still a lot of time. Minute 26 to go in this second quarter. Jackson leading 7-0.
Well, field position has not been a problem. Moving the ball has been the problem for the Rams. Matt, I don't know that they even have positive yardage for the game in this first half. They have had a lot of losses, only a couple of first downs.
In a week, I'm sure, that which blocking and offense was kind of the theme of practice after a tough week a week ago to Brick Memorial, hasn't really worked for the Rams yet tonight. Kelechia and Gazicki will split out this time to the left. Halliday will stay near sideline right. Split back set for Sheehan. Gets it out of the shotgun. Wants to throw. Comes near sideline. Looks for Halliday. Referee still looking at it. It will be ruled a catch. About a 9.5-yard pickup. Close enough for the referee to stop the clock for a second and come over and eyeball it with a minute 16 to go.
They're going
to
measure.
This is actually the benefit of Southern. They'll save a timeout.
And can get their next play called.
Chains will have to come all the way across the field as the ball spotted on the Ram sideline right now.
Well, you know the guys in the chain crew hate this, right? Having to come all the way to the other
side.
Okay, here
we come. We're coming. We're coming.
I've been thinking it's going to be an easy night, you know, and oh, man, we got to run across the field.
They'll stretch it out and see. I think a little short, and it is a little short. Good solid half yard shy of a first down. So on second and less than a yard, look for Southern to get right up to the line here. They've called their play and are just waiting for the ball to be spotted.
I don't think on this play, Matt, you worry about getting the first down. You only need a half a yard. You worry about that on third or fourth down. I think you're still throwing it downfield here.
So you could certainly take a crack down with just a half yard to go. Gazicki in a dangerous spot as the slot receiver off to the left side. And now the ball spotted and the clock back up and going. Sheehan wants to throw. Looking for Gazicki, who is wide open inside the 30-yard line. Tiptoes the sideline at the 10, at the 5, makes a move and will get into the end zone for a score. How did he get that open coming out of the backfield? Doesn't matter. He is in for the touchdown from 43 yards out.
Well, I think, Matt, you touched on it. He was in the slot. I think what happened was the wide receiver cut across. They all followed him, and Gazicki from the slot dropped outside. Nobody picked him up. Good pass, good catch, and then some excellent moves to get open down the sideline and get in for the touchdown. Now, Southern may contemplate going here for two. Remember, Rob Yazor is their regular kicker. He is out tonight with a concussion, replaced by a sophomore, Jared Calhoun. But a big play for the Rams, who had done nothing on offense, to move with an extra point of tying this one up.
Some discussion right now as to what Southern will do. I mean, that's a defensive breakdown, certainly, for Jackson.
Absolutely.
That's the one guy you've got to know where he is at all times. He's been doubled on just about every pass play and left wide open and doing some magic on his own on the far side.
RBC has scored again in a second touchdown run of the night for Larry Radielli. It's 21-0 Casey's over Middletown South.
You got something in your glasses there, by the way. Now it's on your face. There you go.
A little fuzz of some kind. String.
See what the Rams still talking about it. Looks like they are going to go for two. See no sign of number 80, Kyle McDonald, who is listed as the kicker. Rams will come out here with a spread look. Sheehan and Gazicki talking things over right now. Bissy will be the single back. Trips right and Gazicki off to the left. Maybe just a quick throw his way. That's exactly the play, and it will be thrown through his hands. Too much zip on that one for Sheehan. Gazicki couldn't make the break out of the pattern quick enough, and it will have to hold at 7-6 in favor of Jackson. Quick timeout for us here. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Hometown Rams have pulled to within a point. Here is Kyle McDonald getting set to kick off. Going back deep is Aaron Curran and number 10, Mike Christie. Low kick that will make the second level. Downed and dropped on there by one of the upmen for Jackson. Jags will have it at their own 36-yard line with still 61 seconds to go here. Jackson, if they wanted to, Kevin, maybe could take a chance down the field or just see if Glover can maybe break one.
Pretty good field position to work from. Matt, Middletown South has just hit a big play to get on the board. They trail RBC 21-7 in the first half.
Couple of turnovers here for Jackson, hurting their cause offensively. They've turned it over their last two possessions. They'll keep it on the ground here with DeMeo running out and hit at the line of scrimmage by Sheehan. Flag is out as Cure and Gazicki both tangled up. It'll be a one-yard pickup.
Ryan Winkler made the stop after Sheehan with a big hit but did not wrap and bring him down. Let's see what the call is here.
This is going to be an illegal block on Curet down the field.
Yep, it's a hold.
Put Gasicki into the ground, and it will be a hold. We'll back Jackson up. Now you would think the Jags will be content to maybe just try and let this clock run out if they can and head in with a slim 7-6 lead.
That Middletown South touchdown, a 68-yard run by Johnny Concepcion.
Curet up top to the right, Adamiola near sideline to the left. Celedonio will stand up this time as the tight end. Glover up the middle, has some space, and then gets dragged down by the shirt tail. Stop made by Walker on about an 8-yard pickup.
That should be the final play of the first half.
Working down at the 15-second mark now. Jackson does not have to snap it again. DeMeo did go over and get a play. Maybe Jackson just running one to see if something good can happen. And the referee's blowing it dead. Jackson does want to run another play because they just called a timeout with 4 seconds to go. We will keep it right here.
You know, kind of an interesting game if you think about it. Southern has done absolutely nothing on offense, but they hit one play. I mean, that was it. And it was a good play, well-designed one. Gazicki, as you said, wide open somehow, and not only caught the ball, but was able to turn the corner on the sideline, stay in bounds, and complete what was a 40-yard touchdown pass.
Two turnovers have certainly hurt Jackson and helped Southern, able to cash in on a Jag turnover and convert into that last score. Now on what will be second and 11, Jackson has something that they wanted to run.
They could run a screen play here and just hope to get Glover out in open space.
Five-man front for the Rams. Walker, one of the inside linebackers, will drop back as five up over the top. And quickly looking for Curet was DeMeo, play that didn't have much of a chance, and the two teams will head into the locker room. Competitive on the scoreboard, maybe one way statistically, but Southern has done just enough to stay alive in this one. Jackson leading 7-6. We step out for 2 minutes, back for the start of the halftime show right after this on our Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.